Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the road of life, walking this road with Jesus, encountering Jesus in a way that brings life. And so each weekday morning, we're taking a look at the kind of life that Jesus came to bring. And today we're going to focus in on a respected life and recognizing that the old saying is you can't please everyone. There are certain characteristics that, for the most part, people respect. And many of those characteristics are actually very much godly characteristics. There will be those that oppose simply because they are godly characteristics, but when you look at the overall picture, how much respect does your life have? How much respect do you have for the lives of others? 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 11 and 12 says, "Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody." Now, I understand, have been there in my life. There are those that cannot work with their hands, that are physically disabled in a way that prevents them from what would be termed gainful employment. And that's not who Paul is addressing. In fact, Paul writes at several different places, the churches that he's writing to and to us, about a problem that sometimes we kind of think of as new, and it isn't. The problem of laziness. We try to get by with as little effort as possible. And obviously, there are benefits to reducing the amount of effort we put into something, to the old adage to work smarter, not harder. But trying to get out of work because we don't want to. And God says that when we are diligent in providing for ourselves, in having resources through our work to help others, we put ourselves in a position to gain the respect of outsiders, of those that don't yet believe. It's fascinating. People in general have a idea in their mind of how Christians ought to act. Sometimes that idea is somewhat accurate. Sometimes it's completely laughable. But they have that idea. And when Christians engage in activity that the world engages in and get caught doing it, in today's world of social media, you'll discover that, well, the general public tends to treat them more harshly. We expected more from them. Can you believe they did that and they even claim to be a Christian? We must be careful. And we're not perfect in Christian sin and how we deal with that and how we repent and how we present ourself goes a long ways. Respect is not something that works if we simply demand it. It's an earned respect. And when we live a quiet life that minds our own business, there are those that want to stir up everything. And I suspect there are purposes that God calls various believers into standing up and making a scene. But the difficulty is there are so many times when we begin to think that because God has called me to be a prophet, that everybody ought to be one. And even as Paul writes about the need to live a quiet life, that we mind our own business, we could easily say, well, Paul, what about you? Everywhere you go, trouble seems to find you. In fact, you have an opportunity to be released and you insist on having a hearing and before the emperor. But Paul's calling was different than most people's. And I believe even in today's culture, there are those that are called to stand up and speak up. That keep truth visible. But there are also many that are called to be quiet and mind our own business. We stand up and speak up and keep truth visible in a different way. A way that gains the respect in a world divided by a line that has two sides across from each other, yelling at each other the whole time. Neither side has the respect of the other. And we develop a culture of hatred. We saw this past weekend, where someone decides that it's okay to at least attempt to injure and harm and kill people. But it's not just this last weekend that we saw that. Somehow we think that's more meaningful in a bad way. We see that played out on a daily basis across our nation. Well, they're not targeting political leaders necessarily. They're just targeting people they're mad at, people they disagree with, people that upset them, people that cut them off in traffic. It doesn't matter what the differences are. We're just simply not learning to live a quiet life that minds our own business. And we have, as a culture, very little respect for anyone else. And God says, as believers in Christ, we ought to be different. We ought to rise above the angry gongs sounding throughout our nation. We ought to have the respect of people that are similar to us and people who are very different from us. Years ago, and I always found it funny because my dad is where I get my quietness from and doesn't casually talk with people. But he was asked to come speak to a group, a group of Amish, because the mayor of a small town near us knew that Dad was highly respected by the Amish community. We lived in the midst of them. We worked with them. We, growing up, custom saw lumber for them and deliver it for barn raisings and various projects. And there was a respect through Dad's quiet, ultra-quiet life, which minded his own business. So when there was a need for someone to talk with the group, and it was actually about a benefit that was going to be made available, a new Amtrak stop that would give them transportation to the Pennsylvania areas where some of the families had come from. The community leadership chose my dad because of that quiet and respected life. It may feel that your quiet and respectful life, you're minding your own business, isn't getting you very far, but when people are in need, especially when they're in need of peace and in need of calm, they'll look for that one that's respected. And they're likely to ask why you're different. Be prepared to give an answer, not only for the hope that lies within you, but for the reason why you mind your own business and lead a quiet life. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be right with you, in order to submit to what for some is a very difficult thing, to mind our own business, to live and lead a quiet life, gaining the respect of those that don't yet believe, by caring for ourselves and for our own, for treating people well no matter what. And God, today it is my prayer that this respected life would give us multiple opportunities to share about Jesus. Not just with our quiet and respected life, but through the answers that people are seeking. Give us those answers according to your word that bring hope and life into the lives of others. God, today as we work with our own hands, and whether that's building or making something, or whether that's working on a computer keyboard with our hands, whether that's using our mind, our body in some way that may or may not involve our hands. You know our ability. You're not expecting us to do something that we can't. But you are expecting to do something in us that only you can do. And so as we live that quiet and respected life, may we lift up Jesus in all things so that he would draw people to himself. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.